Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We're going to take a quick look at what your students may be reading about today in The Juice.
So first, we have President Biden's farewell address. He was, you know, highlighting some achievements from his term, like job growth and clean energy investments. But he is leaving office with, well, kind of low approval ratings. A lot of Americans just feel like the country hasn't really made much progress when it comes to things like the economy. Oh, and he also expressed concern about what he called a growing tech industrial complex and its potential impact on individual rights.
Yeah, that term tech industrial complex might sound a little jargony, I guess, but it is something that's worth unpacking with your kids. You can think about it like this, just like the military industrial complex, right? That refers to the kind of intertwined interests of the military and the defense industry. Well, the tech industrial complex refers to the growing power and influence of big tech companies and the way they can potentially sway government decisions.
Yeah, I think that's a really helpful way to frame it. And, it could also be a really good opportunity to just discuss different perspectives on leadership with your kids. What makes a good leader? You know, how do we actually measure success? These are some pretty big questions that can be explored through the lens of, you know, Biden's presidency.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not just about politics, right? You know, this whole idea of a complex of intertwined interests, that can be applied to a lot of areas of life. You could talk with them about the entertainment industry, the food industry, even the world of professional sports.
Okay, speaking of sports, the next story in The Juice features, Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown. He was spotted reading a self-motivation book, Inner Excellence, by Jim Murphy, during a playoff game.
Yeah.
And that's apparently all it took to send that book straight to the top of Amazon's bestseller list.
Huh. Well, that's pretty cool. It's a good example of how even, you know, seemingly small actions can have a big impact, especially when they come from someone that kids look up to. It's also a good reminder that success in any field, not just sports, really depends on, you know, mental preparedness and focus.
Yeah, maybe you could even borrow a copy of that book from the library and, you know, discuss some of the key principles with your kids.
Yeah.
Even if they're not athletes. Could be a good way to introduce them to the idea of mindfulness and mental training.
Yeah, exactly. You could tie it back to schoolwork, music practice, any activity where focus and discipline are important.
All right. Okay, moving on to maybe a little bit more of a serious topic. The Juice also covered the recent ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. This agreement aims to end, well, it's been a 467-day war, the deadliest conflict between those two sides. Pretty horrific situation.
It really was. And this news provides a good opportunity to talk with your kids about the complexities of international conflicts and the human cost of war. You can also talk about the role of diplomacy and, you know, the challenges of rebuilding and reconciliation after such a devastating event.
It's definitely a lot for young minds to process, but it's a really important conversation to have, especially in a world that can feel, I don't know, increasingly volatile and uncertain these days.
Absolutely. It's about helping them develop empathy and understanding and a sense of, you know, global citizenship.
Okay. Next up, we have a quote from Lin-Manuel Miranda. He's the guy who created Hamilton, and The Juice featured this quote, "Working with other people just makes you smarter. That's proven."
Yeah, I like that. It's a simple statement, but it says a lot about the value of collaboration and learning from others. You know, it's something you can easily connect to their everyday lives, whether it's, you know, working on group projects at school or being part of a team.
You could even turn it into a little experiment. Have them try to tackle a problem on their own and then compare it to working on a similar problem with a group. It might give them a more tangible understanding of the benefits of collaboration.
I like that. That's a great idea. Yeah, it's all about making these concepts, you know, come alive for them. And mm-hmm. showing how they apply to their own experiences.
Right. All right. The next The Juice story is more of a feel-good one. Three teenagers in Maine saved a couple from their burning farmhouse. They spotted the fire on their way home from a New Year's Eve party. And, they acted really quickly, alerted the couple, helped them escape.
Wow. That's amazing. It's a powerful example of courage, compassion, and the importance of, you know, stepping up to help others who need it. It might be interesting to ask your kids what they think they would have done in that situation. What qualities make someone a hero? How can we all be more like these, you know, these brave teens?
Yeah, for sure. You could even expand that conversation to talk about, different types of heroes.
Yeah.
First responders.
Yeah.
Community leaders. Everyday people who make a difference.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, the final story from The Juice that we're going to dive into today is, the one that's probably causing the most buzz, especially among younger folks. It's the potential TikTok ban in the U.S. So if its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, doesn't sell its American operations, the U.S. is set to ban new downloads of the app. And the concerns about data security and potential, you know, Chinese government influence are driving this ban, even though it'll affect millions of American users and businesses.
Yeah, this is a really, I don't know, multifaceted issue with no easy answers. On the one hand, you have these, you know, legitimate concerns about data privacy and national security. But on the other hand, you have the potential impact on free speech and the livelihoods of people who, you know, rely on that platform. It's a tough, it's a complex balancing act.
Yeah, and it raises some pretty important questions about the role of social media in our lives and, you know, the power of technology and the, well, just the global nature of the digital landscape. It's a conversation that's more relevant now than ever. And who knows, maybe this whole situation will even inspire some future, you know, tech entrepreneurs or policymakers. Maybe they'll come up with some innovative solutions for, for balancing security and freedom in the digital age.
Yeah, maybe. I love that idea. Maybe there's a future The Juice story about one of your kids tackling this very issue.
Wouldn't that be something? Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today, from politics and international relations to heroism and the ever-evolving world of technology. Well, that's it for our deep dive into The Juice today. We hope this has given you a few ideas for, how to spark some of those meaningful conversations with your students. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.